Welcome back. You thought I was going to be done just recording one episode for a day and then post it. But my brain told me, Trayshawn, you should record another episode of your podcast. So I listened to my brain and I just said, fuck it. I might as well do it anyway. Anyway, welcome to a surprise episode of Trayshawn's World, episode 4. And today's topic, we are going to be talking about both of the NASCAR race. Both NASCAR races at Michigan that happened over the past weekend. With the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series. They both raced at Michigan and both races got rain shortened. Yeah, I know. It sucks when you get to see a race, when you're watching a race, and it gets rain shortened. It's just like the Michigan race. It's just like the Cup Michigan race 3 years ago when Kurt Busch won. That was really, really disappointing. They didn't even make it to 150. But honestly, I was surprised. I haven't watched a rain shortened race about in almost a year and a half. So I have to say, the race was pretty good. I mean, saw some good passes and all that, and some good spins. I guess I should start with the Xfinity series race first. As you know, qualifying was canceled because it was rain the forecast. And so the race got scheduled. It was originally scheduled for 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 nighttime Central. But it rained, and so the series got delayed. So the race got delayed by, I think almost 3 hours. And so they had to use owner's points because. So Kyle Busch, he started on the pole. I don't know who started second, but I'll have to look at that again. There were Cup drivers doing the Michigan Double for the weekend. Kyle Busch was one of them. Austin Dillon, he was one of them. Alex Bowman, he was driving. Like the last time we saw Alex Bowman in the Experience Series, he was driving for Chip Ganassi at Charlotte last season. He won a night race at Charlotte. Which I have to say, it took him a while, but he eventually got it right. He eventually got himself a win in the Xfinity Series. Remember, nice if, you know, If we would have got a full time ride in the Xfinity Series, like maybe he would have gone for JR, like for Dale Jr. and all that. So, in case everyone knows, Alex Bowman, he was the intern driver for Dale Jr. during the later part of the 2016 season when Dale Jr. was sidelined for basically the half of the season with a concussion. So basically Jeff Gordon, who just finished his NASCAR career, he was hired to sub for Dale Jr. while he was recovering from his concussion. And Alex Bowman. And Alex Bowman, he did the same thing too. I think, like, the highlight of Alex Bowman's career in the Cup Series has to be the Phoenix playoff race. In which he won the poll. He won the poll. I watched the qualifying. And yes, I was able to watch it, but I didn't watch it on my digital adapter. I had to watch it on looking at on the actual TV because my digital adapter and it were out that weekend. So that was pretty good. And pretty much everybody who watched, pretty much anybody who watched that race, like, I thought Alex Bowman was gonna win the race. But it came down to the final laps of the race. I think it was Matt Kenseth and Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman and Matt Kenseth, they were on the front row, and I think they were heading to turn one. Alex Bowman tried to go low, but he accidentally spun out Matt Kenseth. I think Matt Kenseth was not happy about that moment. But nonetheless, Alex Bowman, he recovered. He finished in the top 10. I think he finished 6th, which was at the time his best finish in the Cup Series. And I guess the success of that, it led him to a ride driving for one of the most iconic teams in NASCAR, Hendrick Motorsports. Of course, if you know Hendrick Motorsports, they're basically one of the most recognizable teams in NASCAR. They've won championships in the Truck Series. They won a championship with Brian Vickers in the Xfinity Series back in the 3. And they won 12 titles in the Cup Series. One with Terry Labonte, 4 with Jeff Gordon, and 7 with Jimmy Johnson. Including 5 consecutive from 2006 to 2010. I went through the Jimmy Johnson era, and he won 5 championships, all consecutively in a row. Anyway, back to the what went down in case you missed it. I think it was I'm just gonna go to the final restart of the race. It was Daniel Hemric and Austin Dillon. Of course, Austin Dillon, he was looking in a 2-year losing streak. Because he hadn't won the Xfinity Series since 2016. Then that was at Bristol in the summer. And Richard Childress. It's actually been a while since it's actually been almost 2 years since Richard Childress last won a race in the Xfinity Series. He didn't win this race at all last season, which was surprising because I was expecting they win 3-4 races with they had Dale Hemric out of move. That was really shocking, but then it came down to the caution to see who was the leader at the moment of caution. people thought Damian Henrik was the year, but no, it was Austin Dillon. And then they waited out, and then I think like a few minutes later, the race was called, and Austin Dillon won the race. The same thing happened for the Cup Series next day. Like the Xfinity Series, the start was delayed by 2 hours because of rain. And like the Xfinity Series, the finish, they were racing back to the caution, which something they haven't done since 2003. And Kevin Harvick, I thought he was gonna be a contender. He was gonna be high contender for the win. I mean, he's already won like five races this season, and we're not even halfway through the season. And Quint Boyer, you know, he finally snapped a 5-year winless streak in Martinsville back in March. Because I remember watching the Martinsville race back in March. It was right after I got home from school. I remember Quint Boyer's got to win. Quint Boyer has got to win. And he did it. He finally did it. I was so happy that he won that race. It took him 5 fucking years for Quint Boyer to win the race. After all the struggles that he has been through, you know. I mean, when he joined Michael Waltrip Racing in 2012, he was a championship contender. He finished second to Brad Keselowski in the championship standings. And in 2013, I think he was in the chase, but then again, we all remember what happened, what went down at Richmond before the chase even began. He accidentally spun out with 8 to go to make sure Martin Truex Jr. makes the chase. And initially he did. And he did. For 2 days. But then NASCAR found out and they got pissed. They say, we're not tolerating this shit. We're going to take you out of the chase and we're going to put in Jeff Gordon. Well, at least Martin Truex Jr. was the innocent one. I mean, he decided, I'm not racing with Michael Waltrip Racing anymore. So he decided to go to Furniture Row. His first season wasn't good, but then the next season he won at Pocono, and he made it all the way to Homestead. And honestly, I would have been surprised like if he had won the race. It would give Furniture World Racing their first title. But I was surprised, like, a team from Derby Carroll made all the way to Homestead. That's basically a huge success right there. And then he decided to stay at Furniture World for the next season. But now they're racing for Toyota. And I think one of the most thrilling moments that ever happened was the finish to the 2016 Daytona 500. Of course, we all know what went down. Martin Truex Jr. was about to win the Daytona 500, but Denny Hamlin got him. Which I have to say has to be the closest finish of the Daytona 500. Ever. I think he got him by four inches. That's how close the finish was. And boy, Martin Truex Jr. who rooted for him cried. But then next season, I think this was considered a breakout season for him. He won eight races that season. And most of the world had a mile and a half tracks. And he won stages. He collected all those stage points, all that. Ooh, boy. Yeah, no. Anyway. We already gone 15 minutes. And I think I should wrap this up. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening to this surprise episode of Trayshawn's World. And I hope you subscribe to my podcast here on the Anchor app and on Apple Podcasts if you have an iOS device, and Google Play Music if you have an Android. Although I'm not sure, though, I might have to check that out. And anyway, I have an announcement to make. Tomorrow's episode is going to be a special episode, because episode 5 will be hosted by the Foul Pals. So if you're a Foul Pal and you want to be a part of the next episode of Trayshawn's World, just shoot me a tweet or DM me on Twitter at TrayshawnBrown4. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and I'll see y'all later. Peace.